Chapter 42, 1, Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. Dr. Chu first carefully observed the incense ash, twisted it with her fingers, and put it under her nose to smell it. On the surface, this is ordinary incense ash. Chu Ting frowned. Dr. Chu got up and suddenly said, "Don't worry, there is another way, Queen's daughter, come with me." Chu Ting went to the kitchen with Dr. Chu, and the doctor took out a shallow copper bowl, which was usually used to weigh medicinal materials. Dr. Chu put the copper bowl on the red charcoal stone. After the copper bowl was burned hot, she grabbed a handful of incense ash and put it on it. A fragrant and strange smell wafted out. Because it was the smell that evaporated from the incense ash, it was very light. Dr. Chu smelled it several times carefully, and after identifying what the smell was, her face suddenly looked a little strange. She looked at Chu Ting and said, "It's a strong aphrodisiac." Sure enough, Chu Ting's face darkened even more. "But I have to remind you," Dr. Chu didn't ask what was going on. As an imperial doctor in the palace, she was not surprised at all by these kinds of things. "This thing isn't necessarily a proof. The residual smell in it evaporates very quickly, and it can still be smelled now. The next time it is heated, there may be nothing left." It couldn't be smelled now, because of Dr. Chu's superb skills and sensitive sense of smell, another doctor might not be able to smell it. Dr. Chu's words hinted that if Chu Ting wanted to target any big shots, she would not come forward to testify. Chu Ting thanked the Imperial Dr. Chu. No evidence was needed, as long as it was confirmed that Chu Jing did this, it was enough to punish a concubine's son, so formal and advanced things were not necessary. Chu Ting's anger was beyond imagination now that her face was so cold. She didn't try to figure out Chu Jing's motives. The anger overshadowed all this. Chu Ting would like to praise Chu Jing for being cruel and smart enough. He ran away on time, otherwise Chu Ting might strangle him on the spot. But now Chu Jing had left the paddock, no matter how angry Chu Ting was, she could only be angry? Chu Jing played a good game. Unfortunately, he didn't know what kind of person the real Chu Ting was. Otherwise, even if he had more intense feelings, he would definitely cover it up and hide in his dark corner. "Dr. Chu, let me borrow your pen and paper." "Please do." Dr. Chu watched Chu Ting walking towards the counter where she placed the pen and paper, which she normally used to write her prescriptions, and said in her heart, "I don't know who is going to be unlucky. This Zhenbian queen's daughter, the oppressive feeling she gave her was far better than the ones under her knees today." Tsk tsk, Chu Jing left the paddock and the servants were told to send the young master back to the Zhenbian palace as soon as possible, so he entered the city gate in the evening, and then went to the Zhenbian palace. Chu Jing was burned out, but his mind was very clear. He knew that his departure would definitely arouse Chu Ting's suspicion, but he had to choose the former. Otherwise, once Chu Ting called Lu Qiqi, everything he had done could not be hidden. Only then did Chu Jing regretfully realize how impulsive he was and how childish and ridiculous his plan was, leading him to such a dilemma now. In the end, his power was too small. As long as Chu Ting wanted to investigate, he had no way to stop or eliminate the traces he left behind. Such remorse made Chu Jing's head explode, and his little servant didn't dare to let out the air while kneeling beside him. But there was at least one thing to be happy about: he had left the paddock, and the autumn hunting would not end so soon, which meant that Chu Ting would not be able to return for at least a few more days. Human emotions, no matter how strong they were, would be calmed down by time. He escaped the moment when Chu Ting found out the truth and exploded in anger, which meant that even if Chu Ting found out, he was not in the paddock and he was not convicted by Chu Ting on the spot, so he still had a chance to defend himself.